Red City by Marie Lu. Read for you by Natalie Nottis, Sid Sagar, Andre Santana, and Eunice Wong.
For Primo, I love you just the way you are.
Alchemy Studies. Bioalchemy, the study of transmutation of organic matter. Philosophy, the study of sand, the philosopher's stone. Polemy, the study of alchemical warfare and combat. Elementalism, the study of elemental alchemy. Alchiatry, the study of alchemical medicine and healing. Most powerful alchemy syndicates in the world. Grand Central, Lumines, Belibok, Nuvelt, Piren, Hongmeng, Viongozi, Babylonia.
Part 1. Angel City, California. The New Alchemist by Suzume Ito, 1996. Alchemy is more than just the transformation of something into something else. It is not about changing lead into gold, or stone into water, or any element into another element. No. Alchemy is about that eternal ache in us for perfection. It is our regret over all the things we never achieved, all the dreams we never got to fulfill. It is the questions that haunt us in the late hours of the night. Who are you? And who are you becoming? What world have you entered into? And what world shall you leave behind? What will you do so that you matter? What mark will you leave so that your existence was not in vain?
Sam. As a child, Sam can see beauty in everything. She can spend an hour admiring the spiral of a snail's shell. Each morning, she and her stuffed animal rabbit say hello to the buttery yellow dandelions growing between the cracks in the sidewalk. At night, the street lamps form pools of silver on the ground. She runs her hands across the metal bars striping their apartment door and feels the music of them humming through her fingers. The crack on the bedroom ceiling is in the shape of a star. And when her mother makes curtains for the windows out of old bedsheets, Sam watches in awe, admires the hand-sewn flowers dancing in the wind, as if the fabric itself is a meadow. To her, their apartment is big. It has a tidy bathroom and working lights, a bedroom she gets to share with her mother, a carpet where she stages stories between rabbit and a set of plastic horses, a kitchen that can turn out hot meals, and a refrigerator that her mother somehow manages to keep perpetually stocked. Her mother cooks late at night, making braised beef rolls and fluffy buns, and eggs scrambled with tomatoes, transforming leftovers into fried rice, packaging portions of food into the freezer for the week. No one can stretch out a dollar like her mother. A 5-pound sack of flour costs the same as a loaf of bread and can make noodles and scallion pancakes for weeks. Ground chicken can go farther when combined with eggs and cabbage and wrapped into dumplings by the pound. Watermelon rinds can be pickled, softened, and stir-fried. Freezing portions of stew made with chuck steak bought on Mondays, the manager's special packages that are about to expire, can save you $30 a month. 75 cents can get an entire bag of squash from their Mexican neighbor's backyard garden. Sam loves falling asleep with the smell of good food filling their home. She loves how